Individual perception and expression as the means of existence. Photography can have a thousand faces, but most likely, as is the case with all visual means, these faces will be represented as two. As such, visual means, be it writing, photography, or painting, are excellent instruments for the creation of a binary opposition. This is one of the reasons why the body has been anatomically visualized so many times. The binarism of the picture is like the enforced sequence of the sentence. It directs forehand and thereby makes it reality controllable. Binarism is the key to all signs and the individual modification which has been ruled out by Ferdinand de Saussure served one purpose only, which is to ensure science. It was at one time, too, Kierkegaard's fear that this capacity of a thousand faces could be reduced to one, and maybe it simply is the capacity of sight. To create one face at least has been tried in the exhibition of the Family of Man, but such brotherhood could never be achieved. In the realism of the Enlightenment, which, because of all its alleged upward movement, maintains such an oppressive hierarchical aim, the defeat of that same hierarchy has become embodied in the same binarism, the opposition between nothing, the one face, and something, the many faces. One might say it is superior to all oppositions, and it created both the worst as well as the best which would come from modernism. The worst consists of the endless purification and endless modeling of any given perception, the peak iconed by the Cartesian matrix. The best consists of the nothingness, the interspace, which, as you wrote in The Responsibility of Forms, signifies the floating relation whose anchorage we always determine abusively. It is in this nothingness which you apply to enlighten the idea of punctum. This punctum scandalizes the studium, the sociological rhetorics of binarism, and it is simultaneously a tool and a weapon. The photograph on the threshold of analogy, metaphor, and symbolism provides it all. And who could ever foresee that in the vision quest of the West, the tools of visuality could have become the weapons against the exclusivity of writing, that is, whereas writing is one, the discontinuity which everywhere establishes makes whatever we write, paint, draw into a single text. Writing, which for such a long time could lavish itself in the sole and absolute reign of the education, confinement, and not to forget administration, seems to be confronted, through your work, with its own satori, its own enlightenment, in which the side of the performer of the text can no longer be reduced to fantasy, imaginations, or margins. And, oh irony, textuality, in this sense, has turned on itself, and left writing dispersed of its weapons, and the necessity too. The nothingness has been eliminated in so many theories as something which is of no interest to science. It is compared with the creative stage of any process, with chaos, much more with a sort of perceptual anarchy that cries for order. But nothingness could also signify that which is closest to the individual body perception. With the Zen meditations, it is frequently advised that in order to reach enlightenment, one should empty the mind of all which it preceded, of all that is studium, of all that is culture, all that is form. And when that happens, what do you see? Left without a single trace of solidarity and reverence, one sees the emotive for what it is, but it refuses to be fixated on a single point in time, hence our text occultism. To darken darkness, you quote from the Tao Te Ching, behold the access to all miracles. It reveals the sensed and the unsensed at the same time, now this, then that. In similar ways, Marguerite describes the images of compassion over her deported husband. The image owes its power, the force to depict something absolute, to being the creator of all this, precisely because of its negligence to create the image. It is disturbing, not to oneself, but mostly for others, escaping the dualism of language, escaping the dualism in all point period zero. It is neither the matter's body of pain, nor the freed body of imagination, nor both of the mind. It is not the capture of the moment, sparsely the capture of the photo. It is in fact what we all seek out, the uncontrollable difference that ensures our individuality. Marguerite wrote about writing, that is, of the illusion that one cherishes, and rightfully so, to be the only one who has written what you have written, whether or not it is beautiful or worthless. My body could never be or become as yours, hence desire is a commercial construction and truly passionate love, as you write. These days it has no place among the thinking systems, neither among their translations or litanies. The body of the lover and the individual body are one of complete philosophical loneliness, as you write in Lover's Discourse. Again, what would be closest to our loved ones, as they are, would be a sort of original text that bears no adjectives, or, as you write, a text that can enjoy without having to decipher it. In spite of the French Revolution and all ideals of individualism, Western culture has absolutely no knowledge of such an enlightened text, neither of such an enlightened individual body.